good to be home. The presentation at the temple was exciting. I am so amazed that God would leave his throne and become a baby for me to hold and mold as a parent. Even though he created me, he is king of the universe, maker of the sun, moon, and earth. It is said that man can't see his face and live, but this face of his couldn't do me hurt. His cute smile is like a light beam. His precious eyes have seen things I could only see in my dreams. I was so encouraged when Simeon approached him just to scope him. His joy was like an ocean created by the child that he was holding. I want to teach my boy so many things, even though he knows everything. When he's old enough for tools, I'll teach him how to build a stool and remind him how the earth is God's footstool, and that we should honor him. That's our first rule.
Joseph?
Yeah, honey?
You know what's so amazing to me?
What's that?
This child that I carried left marks in my skin. Marks that will forever remind me of the price paid for sin. My scars are small lines that have caused me no pain. Yet his will be so brutal, people won't even recognize him. My legs and back ached many nights I spent awake. Yet my son will tarry in prayer until dawn as he prepares to be crucified for me, his mom. I screamed in agony as I fulfilled the curse, thinking no pain could be any worse. Yet Jesus will cry in heartbreaking anguish until the atonement for my sin is completely finished.
Wow, Mary, that was beautiful. Just like you are. You're such a strong soul. A better mother for our son, there is none. Your passion for his purpose is a great one.
Oh, you're too kind.
And I know I grieved you when at first I didn't believe you and thought that I should leave you. I thought, how could this be true? I'm glad the angel got to me. I was reminded of the prophecy that God would be sending us a savior through a virgin. I am honored to serve him.
Me too.
By raising up his son, who is my God too. How do I prepare for such a task? To the God of our lives, I have to be a dad. While remembering that one day, he'll take on God's wrath. So you and I could be saved. We're gonna have to be brave.
Yeah. My husband, the easy part is over. I carried, I labored, but now he's here. I don't know where to begin, how to love and rear. We try to honor God in our thoughts and our ways, and we are to follow what the scriptures say about raising children. But he's so precious. But our job is to train, teach, and correct.
Yes.
Raise him to be loving and compassionate. Is it possible to instruct the one who created you and I? No parent or teacher could prepare me for this one. How can we, as sinners, raise our Savior, our Son?
I know. It's outrageous. But if God chose us, let's trust him. He will grace us.